back.
And C9V. Hope you get your coffee and everything. Does that go with it?
Snacks for a while, so yeah, definitely need to cut a little bit of weight here, but yeah, I got my coffee.
Homemade egg McMuffins this morning, courtesy of the wife, sweet woman she is, and I should have left the radio on so she could hear that, but yeah, I'm trying to cut down snacks in the middle of the day, so we'll see how it goes. Get in there. Where's he at?
I was just going to say, I wonder where Kenny is.
Just refilling his coffee before he walks out the door. But this morning, too. Where's he at? Yep, complete radio-wise now. I've got another FTM 500. I like these little radios, so I've got one at the house, along with my 991A. Got one in the wife's car, which I'm talking on, and I got one in the truck. And I'm good to go. It's so easy using the old SD cards to program them all exactly the same. That way, if I'm ever talking to the wife, I just tell her to go to channel 21. And channel 21 and all the radios will be the same, you know?
Name. I've got a TMD 710 in my truck, a TMD 710 in the car. I've got a pair of D700s at home. I have to set them up at the new place, but I haven't gotten around to setting up the rest of my shack yet. But and I have a bunch of handhelds, and on all of the handhelds and all of the radios, I've got a set of memories that is the FRS and GMRS frequencies. And, you know, they can all get to them. So if we're just doing stuff about on our own, you know, we can have little HDs or mobile radios or whatever and do that.
Oh, that here. Everything's programmed the same. I got all the FRS grouped together, all the GMRS grouped together. I have a group listing of all the local GMRS repeaters. And I got all the Breen band channels. I just went hog wild on the thing. And the FT5DR, I've got it programmed exact same. I'm just, the RT Systems software is so easy. You just copy all the frequencies of the FTM500 and paste them on the FT5DR. And then, you know, they all use the micro SD card and load it up to the radio. So easy to make changes.
And it's the same way. You can have one spreadsheet that feeds all the radios, and you know, it knows, you know, which columns to do and everything. So I've got one spreadsheet that does all of my ASU handhelds and the Kenwood mobile. It works great.
Different things about the 510. I don't see the difference except the 510 cuts out the Bluetooth. It's an add-on you have to get for the 510, whereas the 500 has it. I'm not interested in grouping my memories together, so I mean I could group them manually. I don't need the radio to do it.
That's just a cost reduction measure or something like that. They probably had some feedback from a lot of customers. No, I don't really use the Bluetooth, so they took the $2 Bluetooth chip out of it.
Something interesting over the weekend, though, I never knew. As long as I had the radio, there's actually a second push-to-talk button that you can put on your microphone. That allows you to transmit on the sub-band. So it's a lot easier than flipping the bands around. If you have that display, I was flipping it around so I could talk on it. If I wanted to talk on the opposite, the sub-band, you have to make it the primary band and talk. Well, you don't have to do that. There's actually a button on the microphone that you can program that it will be your secondary push-to-talk. NC9V.
Couple of handhelds like that. I think one of the Baofeng handhelds has two PTT buttons on it for the main band and the sub band, but that's a pretty cool feature. Wouldn't mind having that on a couple of these radios, but yeah, no, it's nice to have stuff do what you want it to do.
Every other night, it's nice, you know, I've had the radio for a while, but I'm not, you know, sitting in the car and doing something. It's a whole lot different than sitting at the house and looking right at the radio and doing something. And I've learned so much more about this radio just sitting at the house looking at it.
Come in, I think it was probably Ken.
KN4TFW.
We thought you were AWOL this morning. I thought you were getting an extra cup of coffee or something. We were looking for you. NC9B, good morning.
Thank you.
Well, we got the rain up here at mile post 84 coming down hard now.
In Greer now. Oh, it's right behind me, Ken. It was raining cats and dogs up at the mountain.
Radio if you want to try to hand off this morning, but if you want to stay dry, we can do it tomorrow, too. I'll leave it up to you.
Joyce, you're probably going to be past me by the time I get to the interstate.
Exit 83, we'll play by ear, and if we miss each other this morning, we'll do it tomorrow.
Matt, missed you last week. I hope your pup was all right.
He went into the ER Saturday morning early, and my sister called me and said I should be making my way up there because it didn't look good. But, he went to the second-best hospital in all of the state of Virginia, and they managed to get his infection under control. He had septic shock when he went in. And he was really close, but they managed to pull him through it. So now they're just trying to give him a little bit of rehab. And he might go home from the hospital today or tomorrow. But it was very, very fortunate that he got there when he did. Because if he had been a couple hours later, they probably wouldn't have made it.
Glad it worked out.
But it wasn't raining, and it wasn't raining, and then I just, like, drove into a wall of water.
Google Maps had the radar on there, too. You could see when you were coming to a big problem.
I was thinking of that this morning. If I had somebody to display that on my display of this car, it'd be nice to watch it, as you're driving.
I have it on my car, but it won't show you radar. It just shows you the forecast. And it wants to talk to you rather than show it on the screen. It's really irritating, but... it'd be nice if Google had the weather radar overlay.
Back when I had the free subscription to the Uconnect service, but I'm not paying for that. Sorry.
I had the XM weather in the plane. That was really nice.
I used that weather app in the truck when we went to Washington, D.C.
I doubled with you there at the beginning. This is KO4HG.
Ain't no problem there. Patrick, good morning, sir.
KO4 TFW.
Morning, Patrick. W2JKT.
The whole gang out here this morning. Pulled through here about an hour ago. It was pretty good size.
You'll be down at the house when I left. Greenville now. I'm doing 50 and a 45, and they're flying by me like I'm standing still.
85 when it's raining, and half of people are driving 75, and the other half are driving 35.
The wreck they had Friday that shut down the interstate on the southbound side.
That was Thursday, wasn't it?
That was Thursday. That was the day I worked. Yeah, I was like the first, second, third, or maybe third tractor trailer to get through that thing before they shut it down.
I was up in D.C. last week.
Yeah, the tractor trailer. Man, he jackknifed it, got up against the concrete guardrail there. And, ooh, I didn't see him in the truck, so I'm hoping he wasn't laid down in the seat.
That did significant damage to the roadway, too.
Getting big gouges in the road like you're going to have to repave it.
Artifact of the AI they used to write the article.
The opposite side of the concrete guardrail. You know, right there, the 46 A, B, and C exits are. This tab was on the exit ramp there, on the exit side. The drive around it, debris. They had enough people there, we don't need to stop and offer aid. As I went down to where I was going and make my stops and everything, came back from Williamston, they were just now pulling the tractor away.
Not okay in that one. I didn't see any reports of any fatalities or anything, so hopefully it's all right.
I didn't see anything on that. But, for me, it looked like a four-wheeler come across and slipped the front of the tractor trailer or something. I don't know. Just by estimation. NC9B.
So it's always the trucker's fault.
These tractor trailer specialist attorneys. If you've been involved with an accident with a tractor trailer, call us.
Four billboards for them on my way in every morning.
Truck's involved, that'd be his fault, right?
Here, had a Highway 80 bypass. I'm still probably 5 miles out from the 66.
75. Here anyway, so yeah, why don't we just give it a shot tomorrow?
Still not raining here. I mean, it has rained bad, but it's not raining then.
But, man, when it's coming hard.
Having a jump start a truck this morning. I'm a work fellas, y'all. 73. Have a great day. Stay dry. Be safe. NC9B.
Same, be safe out there. KO4HK.
73, Leon. Be safe. Hopefully you brought your raincoat. KN4GFW.
Have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT. 72 right now. Is there a place over there by 66 to jump off real quick? Maybe we can make it work.
The 7-Eleven there, if you, at the 66, if you take a, you get off and take a left, and it's probably about, I don't know, 500 yards down the road. Just now coming up on Lyman.
I'll get on over there. So it's a southbound exit, take a left, and I think I've seen it before, so I think I know where it is. But, yeah, I'll meet you there in a few minutes. I had a test it the other day, and it works. The display is a little dim on it. I'm not sure why. It didn't used to be like that, but other than that, it works fine. So it should be fun for a little dual-band base station for you.
The one I don't have, right? Expect me to check in for the check-ins at night.
I fall out of my chair.
The 610 machine from my house, and sometimes, you know, it's weird because if I go out and get my truck and just drive over to the intersection with 74, I can hit the machine. But from my house, for some reason, I just can't do it. So otherwise, I'd probably check in once in a while.
You don't live far off of 74 at all.
A little bit of elevation between me and 74 or something. I don't know. I mean, I would think not, but because I'm also up in that bit of a hill, so who knows.
I had 70 check-ins last night, so I did pretty good.
7 o'clock last night.
To 11 o'clock every night. Some nights I'll go to bed early, but most of the time I'm up to 11.
Never check into the Shelby Club nets because they don't even start until 8 o'clock, and then by the time I get around to checking in, it's like 8:30, and we're already in bed by then, so it's a little late for me.
Start till 9 o'clock, so.
Yeah. Exit 68, Ken.
Still at least 2.5 miles out.